So, see everything, overlook a great deal, improve a little. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. See everything, overlook a great deal, improve a little. These are the words from that most remarkable Pope, Pope John the 23rd. Now, Pope John saw everything that needed to be done. He overlooked a great deal, and he improved just a little. Now, you might say to yourself, that's not too cool a Pope. You'd see, the Pope sees everything, he is in charge of everything, and he improves everything by his very thinking about it. See everything? Don't overlook it. Handle it and improve in everything you do. Now, the Pope meant well. Most popes and most people in high offices who are there and who'd like to stay there do as little as possible to shake the boat. They do as much as possible to make their name on all the good bills and all the good things that are being done, but they do their very utmost to not be noticed as much as possible. Because if they're noticed, what's expected of them? It's that they do something. If you're going to be my senator, if you're going to be my congressman, if you're going to be my legislator, you know, my president, I expect you to do something. I expect you to do something. A lot of people went to Abraham Lincoln asking for special agreements and special things. Mothers would knock on the door, I want to see Abe. And they'd say, sure. They'd go right in, talk to him, you know, just like that. Mm-hmm. That was really something in those days, yeah. America was smaller, but not that much smaller. It was a big country. And people could go right up to the president and say, Mr. President, and he'll say, let me make a note of that, yep. And then he would take care of it, and it would be all done. Wow. And he had the power to take care of virtually everything that was asked of him, you know. And for instance, the mother would say that her son went to prison for this, and that she needs her son at home to run the farm. Without him, the family's going to starve. Could the president please exonerate him or free him so he could come home and run the farm, you know, and run the family? And the president says, are you a good mother? And she says, yes, sir. He said, well, I'm depending on you to look after him and see that he doesn't get in any more trouble. Oh, yes, sir, I will do my very best. Well, do better than that, but make sure he doesn't get in any more trouble. And so he gets the guy released from prison so that he can go home and work on the farm and take care of his family, you know. Now, you say, that's kind of tiny, you know, of the hundreds and thousands of people in the United States at that time, that people could come in and ask for special things like that, you know. And what she had done, she had come all the way from Tennessee or from some far distant state and said that she wants to get her son out of prison. And so Abe picked up his red phone, telegraph, and he telegraphed the governor, and he said, please release so-and-so on my request in the care of his mother so that he can, you know, run the ranch, run the farm, and to feed the family and take care of them. And now the governor would certainly agree because he wants Abe Lincoln's support on his projects. So whenever Abe Lincoln asks for his support on his project to anybody, they give it to him, you know. Not because he's right or wrong, but because they want his support on something usually much bigger than that. But this is the way it goes. You see, when the Pope sees everything, now you're presuming that he sees it in the church, but he's also seeing it outwardly. He's seeing it in the world around him. He's seeing it in the media around him. He knows what's going on. And if he overlooks a lot, that's a very sad thing to do. You cannot afford to overlook anything. You look at everything and you see it in
divine
order. You look at everything and you see it in divine order. Now you see, this is the greatest pope that ever lived. The one who sees it all in divine order. Now, what else did the greatest pope do? He sees it in divine order, and he sees everything at its highest and best. And what else does he do? He doesn't overlook a thing. As the saying goes, God knows when a sparrow falls, you know? He doesn't overlook a thing. Now, who was the first pope? The first pope, theoretically, was Jesus, I guess. You say Peter. But Peter was a pope of what? You know, he was a pope of Jesus, huh? Well, I would say, from that point of view, Jesus was a rabbi, and then he took over the position in Christianity as its founder, and so he became, so to speak, its first pope, mm-hmm. you know, or its first minister or
founder.
Yeah, whatever church wants to say it's that he belongs to them. The Catholics had him first. And they, as the Jews, they misused him very well. Remember how in Rome they threw the Christians to the lions, and everywhere they were after him, you know, the priests of the temple, the Hebrews, were against any of the Christians, because this is a new cult coming up. There's a new organization that's going to come up and give them a little competition and take away from what? Take away from what?
Their power.
Yeah, but more. Their money. Take away their money. Because instead of tithing to the synagogue, they're going to tithe to their church. You know what I mean? And so they can do that. But before that, everybody in that area was a Hebrew. They were all a Jew. They were all belonging to the synagogue, and they brought their tithes and offerings to the synagogue, and the priests lived like, you know, kings. You know, they did. And the priests were kings, in a manner of speaking. So, you see, these things, if you take it back to its fundamental, and what was the fundamental? How did the master look at everyone? How did the master see everyone? How was he the master pope? How was he really great? He didn't overlook anything. He saw everything. And he, in a manner of speaking, improved everything. As far as he was concerned, nothing needed to be improved. But everything was improved because he was there. Because his consciousness lifted up all of the world, and he, as he said, if I lift up my consciousness, all the world's consciousness is lifted up unto me. Yeah, and this goes for everybody and everything, and that's a pretty exciting adventure to be part of. You know, pretty exciting adventure. I'm not picking on the Pope. He did a good job. He was a very modest fellow. I'm only human. Oh, God forbid. You're only divine acting like a human. Your human is very transient, very temporary, you know? But you're not human. You're just a temporary human. But you're always divine. You're always Gottlik. You're always living in that high, wonderful state of consciousness. Now remember that. Seek ye first all things, and the kingdom of God will be added unto you. See everything, overlook a great deal, and improve a little. Same thing. Same thing. What's wrong with that? Seek ye first all things, and the kingdom of God will be added unto you. What's wrong with that?
The contrary.
Don't say that.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. First the kingdom of God, and then all things will be done.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto thee. Now, even that is incorrect. Seek your inner awareness of who you are, and then you will realize that everything is revealed to you as already existing, already waiting, forever and ever waiting for you to claim it and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Your perfect health is always there. Your perfect mind is always there. Your perfect body is always there. Your perfect relationships are always there. It's just that you are just a little puppy dog that hasn't yet opened your eyes, you know? And pretty soon you'll open your eyes and you say, wah, 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 wah. Yes. So, speak your word. Enjoy your life. It's a wonderful world we have. I love you. I love you.
I love you.